Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade. I don't even know what to even say at this point now anymore.
You're still the number one free-to-play gaming podcast.
True. We are the number one free-to-play gaming podcast, but we're also an indie review podcast now, too. So, yeah. I'm Scott.
Hey, I'm Mark.
And I'm Elliot. Look at that. Sorry. Sorry, it's a Jeff-free episode. You're going to be disappointed. You've already downloaded it, so we're going to get the view count. Just go ahead and stop.
A lot less yelling, at least, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I love
No, there's going to be a lot less explanation of gameplay. That's for sure.
Definitely a lot of that. Love you, Jeff. Miss you.
Welcome to episode 109. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play or an indie game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Yeah, so this week we played Bot World Adventure. It's developed by Featherweight Games, and you may know them from other titles such as Rodeo Stampede and Skiing Yeti Mountain.
My nickname in high school.
Yeah.
Is that because you're so pale?
Hey, just because I'm a ginger, that's not fair.
Whoa.
But yes, that's exactly why.
This is an
art. I didn't think you were hairy.
Oh, like you know what my back looks like. Okay, you do know what my back looks like.
Wait a minute.
Close, but we can get there.
Man, you know, if he's looking at your back, somebody's looking at the wall and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're close.
All right. This is, so Bot World Adventure is an RPG type game, I think, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It was released in October of 2021 for the Android and iOS platforms. That's what I got for Bot World Adventure.
Gameplay.
I would say it's similar to like a Pokemon type of game. Would you guys agree to that?
Except you don't catch things.
Yeah, but you build them. Plans to make them. Yeah,
you find plans and you find, you know, pieces to be able to build your bots, but then you battle them in like arena situations similar to like you would a Pokemon. And there's wild bots too, like they're roaming around that you run into and they attack you and you have to fight them.
Yeah, or bandits.
The battling is like auto battler. Like you place your units. But, like, once you've placed the units, that's the end of it, minus, like, what your character does in battle. Because one of the features I liked about it was, like, your character can actually do stuff in the battles as your robots are doing the auto-battling, you know?
Yeah, you have a couple different missiles that you can use, you have a shield that you can put on, there's like a firewall that you can get. I think there was other items that you could get and equip.
Yeah, there's a whole list of things that you can like eventually level up and switch in and out.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different bots. Like, there's snipers, there's bombers, there's missile launchers. You've got your up-close melee bots that can, like, tank, and as well doing a lot of damage up close. It's kind of interesting how...
There's, like, seven different styles, right? Does that sound right? Something like that. Seven or eight different...
I think so. I didn't really get that far into the game to be able to get a bunch of different styles.
There are tanks, which are kind of self-explanatory, brawlers, which are, like, melee-heavy, chasers, splashers, snipers, evaders, and supports. So there are seven. I was right. Wow, look at that. I love when I'm right. So there's seven different types of bots, just like Pokemon, right? There's, you know, fire, water, ice, fairy, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they each have different kind of roles. Like, the tank is, again, more tanky. It doesn't do a whole lot of damage, but it kind of, like, you know, tanks the enemies. The brawlers are melees. The snipers are, you know, the area effect ones. The splashers do AoE damage. The supports heal. The evaders kind of do weird things. Same with the chasers. So there's definitely different play styles, and there's enough play styles that, like, I don't know if there, I haven't looked, but it doesn't seem that there's, like, a meta that's technically the best. So
yeah,
you can kind of play how you want to play.
And you had, if I remember correctly, six spots for bots. You could do three at a time per battle, and then once one of them got knocked out, you throw in the next one, and so on and so forth until you either win or you're out of bots.
Yeah, did you guys ever, like, not win a battle?
Once. No. I did really? One wow. time,
Scott sucks,
and it was against I think it was against the boss of the bandits, but she was higher, like way higher of a level than
sure,
I was.
Sure, sure, sure. I mean, the one of the biggest issues I have with this game, and I don't have a lot, is that this game is, I don't think it's tailored to us. Right, I think it's tailored to a younger audience because it's not really hard to win, right? Like, it's almost idiot-proof in a way, right? You're just kind of, like, walking around. Not to say that I didn't enjoy it, but, like, there's not a lot of, like, thinking that goes along into this, right?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, the gameplay is, you know, you got a single joystick button that you can manipulate all over the screen.
Which is fantastic, right? I thought the controls in this game were, like, phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. You can either tap exactly or you mean. Can or you can hold the joystick down in the direction you want to go. I thought the UI was pretty intuitive and simplistic to where, you know, there is a lot of information to be shown to the player in this game, but the menu wasn't so convoluted that you found yourself, like, tied down and sub menus. And so you get into a tutorial when you start the game, and it kind of takes you over the lay of the land, and it sets you up for this Pokemon like adventure where you get contracts. Your character has a dad
and a mom. Let's not be.
Yeah.
Well, and each one of them were very important to the story too.
Yeah, his aunt's also very important. Unbelievable.
The whole family's involved here, and
there's no uncle. It's just an aunt. Calm down.
Yeah, no creepy uncles. You're okay.
That's right.
Show me where he touched your no-no place.
Oh, good.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to cut that.
Oh,
why?
Why?
I mean, listen, if we help one little child in that regard,
you did not just go there.
I mean, listen, we saved a life. We just, our podcast should be nominated for an award. Come on now.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, come on, Scott. Don't be ridiculous. This is exactly
don't be ridiculous.
My bad.
Anyways, so you talk to your dad and he sends you off on an adventure and you got to find parts for a boat, and then you get contracts along the way, and your contracts are the missions, so to speak, and you got to go out and in the map and find these robotic parts to either build a better boat or build better bots or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I thought it was better than a simple fetch quest. You do have to fight people. You do have to fight plants. There's one mission where I had to, or one contract where I had to get poisonous thorns off of a plant, and these plants launched poison gas at you. And you had to like run into the plant, get the plant thorns before it took your health down. And it wasn't a battle. It wasn't like a robot battle. It was like in real time, I guess. But I thought the mission outlay of this game was pretty good. I mean, nothing here was revolutionary, but it was, like Elliot, you said, this is not geared towards, you know, the hardcore gamer. This game is for the casual-esque gamer that is looking for something a little bit different than your standard mobile game. And I thought it accomplished that. I thought it accomplishes is now it does have more dialogue than I prefer.
Lot of dialogue, and it's also not important dialogue.
Right. Like, it's just like, you just find yourself tapping on the screen.
Yes.
That's it.
But like you said, I think it's a really good point. Like, this is not your normal average like phone kind of game. For a phone game, I thought this was like, it looked pretty solid, right? I didn't run into any issues of like, I don't know, tearing or glitching or like things not working the way that they're intended. But it doesn't look, I don't know what the right word or definition is, but like, you know, like when you see like a really cheap, terrible phone game, it just like looks cheap and terrible. This doesn't quite look like that. It kind of looks like Tunic, which is a game that just came out. Which is on Xbox Game Pass, which if you have Game Pass, like, check it out. It's a phenomenal game. But it kind of looks like that feel. So I thought it looked good. I thought it, like, controlled well. Even, like, again, playing on a phone, I thought all of the, like, menus and stuff, they weren't overwhelming or overbearing. You know, everything's pretty straightforward and done pretty well for a phone game. When we're talking about, like, how gameplay works. Like, it's not hard to, like, see things or like move things or do what you want to do in the game, if that makes any sense.
Did you guys have any strategies that you used specifically whenever you played when you had your battles?
No, I auto battled.
Did you really?
You just straight auto battle?
But I was like, it kept using the bots that I was like, why are you using this?
Yeah, I didn't notice that. That was a gripe of mine. I'm like, yo, I got this like Pikachu bot that's following me around. Why aren't you using that?
Yeah, why aren't you using my starter bot, which is like a rare bot? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's like the only rare bot I had, too.
Yeah, the same for me. My strategy was like placing my two melee guys in front next to or close to each other, and then like my ranged person behind them. You know, a pretty standard kind of like idea.
Yeah.
It worked. And like I said, I never lost a battle, but the game is not hard. That, like I said, I think that's the biggest gripe is it's not like super challenging.
Yeah, I had a missile launcher guy that actually, when you pulled him out, had like a range. If you stuck him dead center in the boards, he actually had enough range to reach anywhere on the board. So I'd always place him in the center to start with, depending on like if I was going against the bandits, because the bots and the bandits, actually, they have a different starting. With the bandits, you place a unit, then the bandit places one of their units. You place your second unit, then they place their second unit, and you place your third, and they place their third, and then the battle begins. Whereas the bot fights, where you know you just randomly come up against a quote-unquote wild bot, is all the bots are already placed, and you just place your bots wherever you want. But I would try to, with the bandits, I would try to have my ranged in the center so it could reach wherever. And then wherever the bandit placed theirs, I would put like two melee characters like right next to those bots.
I have no idea what you just said, but
did you even play Mark? Gosh.
Yes, I played.
The problem is you can auto battle. You can literally check mark the auto battler and you do nothing, which is, again, another one of those gripes that like Jeff has a big problem with. And I kind of agree where, like, once it comes to like the actual skill of this game, you can just like let the game do it, and you're like, well, cool, what's the point of doing this?
Well, and, right? Yeah, like, and you know, the there is, I guess, I wouldn't call it skill, but there is strategy in your lineup of bots that you can pick and choose from, and who you choose to, and there is a skill tree for each bot when you upgrade them. So you can, you know, you can choose, hey, I want to move faster or I want to shoot farther. And that plays into the skill of your lineup of bots that you can battle with. And even if you select auto battle, you know, that it, the computer is choosing from the bots you have selected for your lineup. So I found myself choosing more ranged bots than anything else in my lineup. And then when I would get into a battle with either a bandit or a bot, I would, you know, I'd just sit back and let the AI control, you know, what bots they selected. But I think there is some strategy. It's just not so deep down that, you know, you have to actually uncover the strategy and you have to play enough. I think the strategy is pretty upfront. And
I bet there's more strategy the further you get into it.
You maybe.
Know, like I would be willing to guess that there probably is, because only because this game seems like pretty well made overall. Like it seems like there was actual thought put into like the style of game that you want to play. So I would be willing to bet that there's more to it than what we got to see, you know, towards the higher end or later in game, if there's even anything there to it. Because it just it seems like kind of a rock, paper, scissors style or Pokemon style of like, you know, fire beats, you know, grass beats water, water beats fire kind of thing.
Right.
You know, if I had to guess, I only because there's, you know, seven different styles of playing. Like you said, you went a lot of melee, but I went a lot of, or you went a lot of range. I went a lot of melee, where I went two melee and then a range, you know, so it's almost the opposite of like,
that's what I did too. Was two melee and a range.
Well, and you also
it's
have
the right way, Scott. It's the right way.
You know? I know. I understand that as, you know, but you know, his check mark probably automatically put in ranged.
Yeah. No. Let the AI battle for you.
Yeah. When I did the AI battle just to like see it, and they always did that. So I think you're right. I think maybe we were wrong according to the AI, but I'll never let Mark know that.
But there's also, you have these special abilities when you're in battle that you can launch missiles from the outside of the arena into the arena. Or,
which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, and it adds a different element to the gameplay especially if you're battling yourself and selecting who you want to battle inside the arena. When I was watching the battle, because it was the AI doing it as the auto battler, the AI was using these special abilities like relentlessly.
Yes.
And I thought that was unique, or not unique, but interesting, because like that tells me that the game favors these abilities, these special abilities, more than the actual gameplay. And I thought that was an interesting detail, because no matter how many battles I went into, man, as soon as I was able to use all these special abilities, the AI was using them.
Even the AI on the opposite side would use them all the time too, because whenever you go against bandits, they have those special abilities too.
Right.
What do y'all think of the kind of the artwork of the game, the graphics and just the style? Have y'all played Biomutant? It was released last year for like last gen consoles.
I think I saw a streamer play it, if I'm not mistaken. Was your main character like a raccoon type of character?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I watched a streamer play it one day. I have not personally played it.
This game reminded me so much of Biomutant, just the artwork, post-apocalyptic.
I could see that.
Robot slash animal, because that's what Biomutant was. You played as either a cat or a rat.
I purposely didn't play that only because I think I use Metacritic to, like, if Metacritic is like, this game is trash, it's usually trash. And I think the Metacritic, if I'm not mistaken, was kind of negative.
Yeah.
I don't know what your experience
was. No, it wasn't a great game.
But yeah, looking at it, it does look a lot like that. You're like totally right. It looks like a generation before like view of that. Like I said, I kind of compared it to Tunic is the game, which is a game that just came out and it's on Game Pass, and it kind of looks like that to me.
Yeah, I thought the artwork for this,
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, like, no, the graphics are fine.
Yeah,
I just thought that the choice of like overlay of, hey, kind of post-apocalyptic world animal. where you're playing as an animal, but you know, with robot, it was interesting that this game
it's
also
unique,
yeah,
right? Yeah, it's unique enough that you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. I can see, I kind of like this. I mean, overall, like this, there is a lot of story, but it's not like interesting story, right? It's just kind of like, oh, we're on this island, and then we're gonna move onto a boat and like go to the other island as you become like a bot master.
It was the same as Pokemon, though. Like you're of age,
you're
now,
right,
and so
yeah,
we can go on a adventure and use this is your starter bot, and you can collect other bots to further your adventure. But like you were saying with the boat, you actually have to upgrade your boat to be able to get to the higher levels, because some areas are locked until your boat reaches a certain level. So as you're collecting not only bot parts, bots, but there's also like caches of items to be able to upgrade your boat as you're wandering around these areas and doing all your quests that you have to do, because there's a lot of fetch quests in this as well.
A lot of fetch quests.
But they're all not the same. I mean, they're similar, but it's not like, hey, go to this one area and get this one thing 20 times.
No, nothing like that. It was like, oh, we can't find our friend. He was last seen over in this area. Can you find him and bring him back? Or, yeah, oh, there's you need to find 10 oil barrels, and they're scattered around over here somewhere, you know, stuff like that.
Or yeah, even story stuff like, oh, go talk to the barber who will have a mission for you so that you can unlock, like, getting different haircuts, right?
Yeah, yep. And then, let's see, there was some multiplayer, the ability to battle other people. I never went into that.
Yeah, me either. It never interested me. It's only because I was low level. I'm assuming it's like a top tier thing.
Yeah, it's an arena where you can PvP other bot world players with your bot lineup. I did it once.
Bot world.
I got owned, so I was like, I'll stick
to it. Did you have to do that auto battle style, or did you have to actually play it on that one?
No, I played it, yeah. The auto battler was not an option for that. But
it wanted to let you know you're terrible.
Yeah, no, right. It's the game's like, hey, you sat back and watched me do all the handiwork. No, now you get your chance, you son of a. And so the arena was weird, is because like it like randomizes who you battle, but like I couldn't tell if the arena was a select group or it's just pulling from however many players are on the server, and that was unclear to me. And so I participated in a battle. I subsequently got destroyed, and I was like, you know what? These bandits in the story can handle my nonsense, so I'm gonna stick with them. But the arena, I mean, from the battle I did, it was you got in. I had no problem finding another player, another actual player to battle,
And it got me in and out. That was the thing. And so I don't have any gripes about the battle I had, except that I wasn't, you know, skilled enough in the gameplay to actually do anything.
That's not the game's fault. It's your fault, right?
It is, right.
It's your shortcoming.
Absolutely. And in the arena, there's Arena Masters, Solo League, and Squad Cup, but Squad Cup doesn't unlock until your boat is level 7.
Yeah, my boat was level 2.
Yeah, I think mine was level... My boat's level 3, level if two, I'm not mistaken.
Basically the first hour.
Listen, man.
No, it's fine, it's fine. I'm not trying to call you.
What level was your boat?
4.
What?
Look, dude, I low-key got into this game. Scott texted me on, what, Thursday or Friday? And I was like, hey.
Yeah, Thursday.
I was like, oh, sure, because, you know, I'll do anything for Scott within reason, you know. Like I said, within reason.
When he's staring at your back, you'll do anything for him.
Like I said, within reason, Mark. Come on, man. Don't be that guy. Don't blast our history out there like that. And so I downloaded it, and I was like, oh, this is low-key kind of, like, decent. Well, honestly, what I did was I Googled it, and it had a pretty high Google Play and Apple score. And I was like, okay, good. Because the last couple of games you've actually asked me to be on, I'm like, have been decent. I'm like, oh, I kind of miss, like, doing this with you guys. And that's only because I feel like we've had decent games when you've asked me to be on. So, like, thank you. Appreciate it. And so I started playing, and I got really into it. Like,
it's just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah. No, I've been lucky, right? I just kind of, it's been random, because I know what it's like, because I did it for, like, I don't know, a year. And I was like, the good games to bad games ratio was, like, 1 to 5. Like, 1 decent game to, like, 5, like, just absolutely poo-poo games.
You're being kind.
Yeah, I know I am. I'm trying
he
to
probably
like,
is, Mark.
Yeah, we all three know that I'm being like kind. You're absolutely right. Like I
You're
said,
very this, generous, my friend.
The only reason why I'm not on every other week is because we were playing so many games that I was just like not having fun. And I know I've said this, and I might even have said it to you privately, Scott, but like, if I'm not having fun when I'm making a podcast, I don't want to do it. Like, If it feels like it's work, I'm not into it, which is why I started writing about games, because I only write about games that I'm into, or like I at least think I'm into. Like if I think I'm into it, or if I'm into it, I'm like, cool, I can play it for like 20 hours, 30 hours. I can write, you know, like 1,200 words about it, no problem. And if it's a game that I think I like and I don't like, I can write like 1,500 words about it, because I'm like, this is a game I thought I would like, and this is why it's absolute poop, like, or crap, you know? So when you asked me to come on, the last, like, 4 or 5 games have been pretty decent, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, easy, and I'm like, oh, I miss, like, coming on every other week with, like, my boys and, like, doing this, because this is fun. And this
the
is
second you
games-
come back, we play crap games for, like, 3 months straight.
Oh, look, Mark, I know, man. Look, I was here before you, right? Like, I know. Like, there's a lot of things where, like, you do 4 or 5 games in a row where you're like, this is hard. Like, it's hard to play a game that's not enjoyable, right?
Like,
it's hard,
like
it's
me
hard
and Jeff pled
yourself.
With Scott to be like, bro, can we do some indie games?
Right. I totally get it. And I'm with you 100%. Like, look, if you guys started doing only indie games, I would be here every week. Because I'm super into that idea of, like, let's play games that are made by, like, a guy, like Max. Like, again, Max is a good friend of mine, right? I used to work with him in real life before, like, he started making games. Yeah, it's stuff like that, right? Like, games like that, I'm super into. A guy or 2 or 3 making games, like, even if it's not a great game, I'm willing to try, because when, like, somebody like Max makes a game, you know he cares about it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When somebody like Bot World makes a game, it's just like, it's a company that doesn't care, and they want to make money. And you can tell that because we haven't gotten to the monetization of the game, but it's just like all the other free to play games, right? Like there's two currencies, one currency pays for the other currency. It lets you get not necessarily pay to win, but it makes it a lot easier. You know.
Well, on that note, we might as well just jump right into this.
Exactly. Pay to win.
Paywall
or paywall, right? Sorry.
Pay to win. Pay to win. Make that the thing.
Yep. Like Elliot was saying, there's two currencies. No, it kind of is because
it's pay to get ahead.
Well, what
that's,
makes it
that's
easier?
What it is.
The
here's the thing, though. Like, you can. So you upgrade your bots with parts, but you can also level the bots. And that's what I didn't understand. Like, because you're leveling, but you're also upgrading them, they do get better when you upgrade them. But then, like, when you level them, you can, there's like a skill tree for each bot, which is weird that it has like that.
Why?
It was like a double leveling system for them, but there's like the pay for it to level because you can purchase the items that level up the bots.
Did you ever have Did you ever have a problem with the coins? Like I always had plenty of coins to level up.
Oh no, I had plenty of coins as well. But I mean there was like the store where you could purchase items to be able to level
make
the
it
bots.
Easier, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm not even
is a
saying
big
that
aspect,
right.
Right. You need to have higher level bots to progress story-wise.
Yeah, especially if you're going to do the arena too.
Oh, I'm sure. But like you don't necessarily need to pay to get them higher level. You can just kind of grind a little more, which I mean to me the game is kind of like going into random battles, fighting them, finding stuff and slowly upgrading. I never felt like I got to the point where like I needed to be a higher level than I was and I needed to put money into the game.
Oh, you know what I didn't mention too? There is a energy system too.
Yeah,
so,
but it wasn't like did you ever have a problem with it? Like I never had an
no,
issue
because
with what I played.
It was a matter of like you would go out and you would have a canister when you go out and then when you return you've got one less canister. I think it was like up to three canisters, but you stay out so long a lot of times that you don't like I didn't feel the need to do multiple trips in one sitting, so to speak. You know, like I played on one canister and I'm like, by the time I'm done exploring with that canister and doing whatever quest that I was doing on that specific time, my bots were finally out of energy. I would like go back to base and then I was like, you know, I'm done playing for the day.
Right, yeah, I kind of felt the same way too. I never felt like I needed to put money into the game in order to keep progressing. Because it does a good job of like, oh, let's play for, you could probably even play for, I don't know, a half hour before you need to like put money into the game. And by that point, you're like, okay, I'm ready for a break. I'm ready to be like, okay, let me go like do something. You know, if I'm sitting in between jobs at work or, you know, like this weekend, I was like, whenever I got to a point where I'm like, I wanted to take a break, I was ready. I was ready. Like, oh, I put in like 15, 20 minutes. Let me just like pause and go take the dog out or like go do whatever else it is I needed to do.
Yeah, I felt the same way on that.
Which is good. It's a good part of it. You can put money into the game to make it easier, but I didn't feel you had to put money into it to like progress.
Neither did I.
Maybe that's a problem later on. I don't know how much time you guys put into it, but I've probably put in not quite 10 hours, you know, since Thursday, but close to it. I probably put close to it into it just because I'm trying to experience as much as I can to give it a fair shake. You know, I don't know how much time you put into a game before you're like, oh, I'm over this, especially on a phone. But if I put like 10 hours into a game on a phone, that's a pretty good like sign of that. Like I enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah, I think if you're, regardless if you're putting money into it, I think if you're spending time on the game, and it's giving you different avenues to go down, like whether it's the arena or the story. This game has, and this is more for the replayability, but the game keeps you engaged in, and I think that's, you know, like you can pay for upgrades, but like it's not a necessity.
Right.
And you don't have to pay anything to continuously progress through the story, quote unquote, and at least engage in battles with your robots. And I think that's a testament to how the game is made. And the fun factor to the game is that you don't have to do any of that. You can legitimately choose not to and see how far you can get. Now, if you hit a wall and you find yourself frustrated, then yeah, you could purchase some upgrades. But there is a grind factor to it. And that is, like, I mean, even the Pokemon games of today, like you talk about Pokemon Arceus or whatever.
Arceus?
Sure.
Who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
But there is a grind. Like, you paid $70 for that game. There is a grind.
60, but who's, you know.
Yeah, it's a Switch game, so 60. But there's a grind to that game.
A huge grind.
Right.
A huge grind.
And you paid $60 for that game.
Well, I didn't pay anything, but who's to say that?
Well, we don't all write for a moderately well-known gaming review.
A bit of an overstretch. I appreciate you saying so.
But like, no, I think that there's something to be said for this game, this particular game, allowing you the freedom to experience all of its gameplay without spending anything. And
I completely agree, Mark. Very, very good point.
Yeah, and so I think that's something that speaks in favor of this game, is that you don't have to spend the money. Now, yeah, absolutely, you can pour money into it and get higher levels or get more things that increase your
or make it easier, right?
Yeah, it's
and that's the problem of phone games, right? Like, I almost put this, I hesitate to say this, but I almost put this on the same level as Genshin Impact of, like, quality phone games, which is, I think is a bold statement. Like, Genshin Impact, I don't know how you guys, well, I do know how you guys feel because I listened to your episode of it. But, like, Genshin Impact is, like, the phone game. Like, I name a better phone game.
Wild Rift.
Okay. Equal. I would say equal. But, like, those. Wild Rift is a great example. I wasn't thinking of that. But, like, there's not many phone games that I'm like, man, these are top tier phone games.
Genshin, but Impact, no, you're Genshin right. Impact also stretches across to consoles too.
You're right.
So,
yeah, very good point. Very good point.
So I think
Wild Rift will be doing that soon as well. They're working on getting to consoles on that game too.
Well, I think this is just below that, or in terms of like quality of game versus like monetization.
Well,
it's like just
with that, we might as well jump in the replayability of it then.
Replayability
is weird with this game because like Pokemon, like, do you replay Pokemon? Like, once I fill out my Pokedex, or as close as I'm willing to fill it out, or catch what I want to catch, or go through the gyms, I'm kind of done.
Yeah, but I mean, there's the grind to get up there, is what you guys were talking about earlier.
You're right. You're
and
absolutely right.
There is that grind in this game too. So if this is the style of game you like, if you like the Pokemon style games, you're definitely going to grind this game and continue to play it.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to, like, keep coming back. And again, not to borrow from Jeff, because, you know, the best of all of us, but, like, why'd you make that sound, Mark? Why'd you make
that sound? You're absolutely correct. He is the best of all of us.
Oh, but Jeff's the best of the four of us, right?
You're not wrong.
No, I miss you, Jeff. I absolutely miss you. If you're listening, if you've made it 37 minutes in, I absolutely miss talking to you. When Scott said, hey, do you want to come on? I was like, yeah, another Jeff Scott Elliott episode, just like the old days. And then Jeff's not here, and Mark's here.
Sorry about
you.
That.
No, it's okay, Mark. I absolutely love you, too.
Yeah.
Just a little less than Jeff. I absolutely
right. I understand. That's
but not as not as less as Tessa.
Look, if I was to make my rankings of online internet friends, Jeff might be one, and then Scott and Mark are kind of tied for two. You're tied because I love you both equally, but in different ways, right? Like Mark.
It's okay,
goes
Dad.
For it, man.
It's okay, Dad. I love you too.
As long as we're above Danny K.
Danny K is right below, just right down there below. You're not listening, Danny K. You're probably a step or two below. But anyway. I've totally lost my point of thinking. What were we talking about with Jeff? Yeah, am I keeping this game on my phone? I totally am keeping this game on my phone. Typically, I have one phone game that stays on my phone. And this is the game that's going to stay on my phone until the next one. For me, yeah. Right now, at least. It's just really well done. I don't hesitate putting money into this game if I felt like I needed to or wanted to. I really wouldn't mind throwing these developers $10 because I think this experience is really good, and I think there's a lot of gameplay to have here as long as I don't get bored with the battles, which I haven't so far. I don't know how you guys feel, but I know, Mark, you've been like hitting the auto battle, or do you find that like when you hit the auto battle part, you're just like kind of bored with it? Or are you like,
no.
Oh, it's cool to kind of, it's kind of fun to watch.
Well, and so the interesting part of the auto battle is that you get to see how the AI treats the AI, and from my experience watching these battles, and they're quick. It's not very long, but like I saw that the AI uses these special abilities relentlessly, and so that tells me that the game values the special abilities, and I think that like when you go into the arena, that could play in your favor, is because you picked up on how the AI treats the game. And so I haven't gotten bored. I didn't, you know, the battles don't last long when they're an auto battle, you know, maybe a minute. And
at most, right?
Right.
For me,
and
at least.
Yeah, and you're done. And then you're moving on. I think that this game offers enough different styles of gameplay, different things to do in-game, that you're never bored. You're never looking for something to do. And to me, that plays directly into replayability. And you find yourself kind of like you have this contract list. And there was some contracts where, hey, you got to watch an ad to reveal the next contract.
It was, it was 30 seconds
right,
at the
right.
most, right? Was there any ad that was over 30 seconds?
I didn't watch one, but you know, I mean, some people are turned off by ads. I'm impartial to them. I tend to think that's part of, hey, this game is good enough to offer me these things while not having me either fork over money or having to grind towards them. It's where I can just watch a 30-second ad every now and then. So, you know, I'd watch an ad to reveal a contract. And the contract would be like, hey, you got to go get this stuff over in this part of the map. I'd be like, okay, cool. And then I'd go over and I'd battle some people, battle some bandits, battle some bots, grab the stuff, go back to my home base, and then upgrade my stuff. And that's the gameplay. And if you're down with that, this game is probably top-notch to you. And I think that there's a lot of replayability here. And I am in favor of this game. Like you, Elliot, this game will stay on my phone for a little while so I can continue to progress and see where it goes and as far as the different gameplay threads go.
One of those things, I don't mean to tell you all this. If you spend 10 minutes a day during the work days, so Monday through Friday, pooping, by the end of the year, within a year's time, you have spent over 40 hours pooping. So I I challenge you to take 10 minutes a day during the weekday at your job to poop and sit on the toilet and play this game. And within a year, you have spent just over 40 hours pooping at work on company time. Not to say, you know, like, do that, but like, go ahead and do that. Just like I've been doing. I've been keeping track just to make sure that I hit that 40 because, you know, I'm not a company man. But like, I can easily spend 10 minutes a day on this game without hesitation, at least for the first, you know, 10 hours. And I'm guessing I could probably triple or quadruple that without any hesitation. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but.
Well, we'll find out in just a second, because with that, we are going to.
Judgment.
At the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not. Requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Elliot, what do you say?
Before I get to that, I just want to say thank you for having me on, Scott. I love coming on. I miss doing this all the time with you guys, but only when we have good games like this. Jeff, sorry you're not
obviously
here. I miss you, man. Best wishes to you, my guy. Anyway, I think overall this game is like really solid. It plays really well on the phone. I have an iPhone 13, so I do have a newer iPhone. So I don't know how it is on the older phones, but I had zero issue with like lag or the game shutting down automatically on me or anything like that. Played very smooth on my phone. I'm assuming that's probably the same with most phones. I was enjoying it. Like I said, Scott asked me to come on Thursday, and I found myself playing like an hour or two or dare say three almost every day since then. I had no problem sinking time into this. It was fun. The game looks good. It plays well. The controls are excellent on this game. These are the exact kind of controls where if you're playing a phone game with a touchscreen, you want to have. One of the things that I usually look for when I play a game on the phone is like, hey, can I like map my PlayStation controller to my phone? Because if I can't, then I'm not going to enjoy this game just off the bat. You can't do that with this game, but I found that the controls were done in a way that I didn't need to. It was okay. It was one of those like touchscreen controls that I was totally fine with, which for me is a huge struggle. I really, controls on a touchscreen phone are just like my first issue with most phone games. So that's not an issue here with this. I had a lot of fun with it. Like I said, it's staying on my phone, which is a hard feat to do. I typically am playing one or two separate games a week for review on Gaming Nexus. Like at any given time, I'm playing at least one game, if not two or three games. So to say like, hey, I'm keeping this on my phone is actually like for me something special. Like that's saying like this game is like worth my time, or I'm having enough fun with it that like I want to keep playing it when I have other stuff I'm supposed to do. Because like I said, like I'm reviewing two separate games for Gaming Nexus, and I'm also reviewing a game for the other podcast that I just started. So right now I'm playing three games that I'm supposed to review. On top of that, I'm like, hey, this is my phone game for when I'm like have some free time at work, or like when I just like need to do something to kind of pass the time instead of getting on TikTok, because that's a toxic place. Don't go on TikTok. I'm playing this. So it's absolutely getting my seal.
But you can follow Budget Arcade on TikTok.
I absolutely follow Budget Arcade on TikTok. Not to be that guy, but like Budget Arcade TikToks are fantastic for the absolute wrong reason. They shouldn't be fantastic, but they are. I love you, Scott. Having said that, I absolutely love you.
What do you say?
I this gets my seal. It's a Pokemon-esque adventure where it introduces building, getting schematics and building things with parts, but also having to capture, not capture, but collect those things to get the parts. It's very Pokemon-esque. The artwork plays into the post-apocalyptic world, and there's enough things to do where you're not finding yourself bogged down into any one thing. You can enter the PvP arena, or you can simply play the storyline. It It will stay on my phone for, you know, as long as I can stick with it. But simply because it does offer so much without grabbing your wallet. And I think that's important, is because
huge aspect. You're absolutely right.
I mean, these games that we play that are, you know, you hit a wall so soon and it's like, oh, I got to fork over money to progress. Well, no, man, this game offers enough to do without hitting that wall that you can progress, albeit slower than, you know, somebody that was forking over money, but you can still progress. And I think that's huge for this game. So, yeah, it does get my seal. I wish we played more games like this.
I completely agree. That, like I said, this is the exact opposite reason why I left this podcast. This is the exact opposite reason why I couldn't do this every other week, because games like this are few and far between, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Scott, what does this game get?
So this game, it's definitely very polished, runs very smoothly. The ads that you guys were talking about were at least tastefully put in. So, like, you know, anytime there was an ad, it was only whenever you wanted to get a certain item. Like, there was, like, random pulls that you could get on some of the items to be able to upgrade your bots. And so you would pull your random pull for the day, but you were given the option to watch an ad to do another pull. And then there was a couple other things like that you could do that. And, you know, none of the ads were intrusive. They weren't like, you know, you finish a level and you got to watch an ad because that's how we're going to make our money. There's never anything like that. So they are, you know, they are making a little bit of money off their ads, I'm sure. And from what I could tell, the microtransactions were pretty tasteful as far as what was available, what you could get. So, yeah, this is going to get my seal. It's not going to live on my phone like you guys, but because it's, you know, not really my genre of games that I'd like to play, but it is definitely going to get my seal. So that means that this game is Budget Arcade approved.
Super approved. Scott, can I ask you what is on your phone right now besides this?
Wild Rift.
Yeah. Well, Mark, we both knew that one. Yeah.
So Wild Rift, Legend of Runeterra, Rocket League Sideswipe, and Shattered Pixel Dungeon are the main games that are on my game.
Shattered Pixel Dungeon might be the best phone game I've ever played.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I've got Stardew Valley on my phone as well.
Yeah, but that's a paid game, right? You paid for that, right?
Yeah, I paid for that. I'm just waiting for them to drop the 1.5 update,
Man,
it's gonna be some time. But did you hear the news about Stardew Valley? He is taking control of the publishing on the Android and iOS?
Yes, I did hear that. I've actually, at GamingNexus.com, I'm reviewing, this is my third farming simulator I'm getting ready to review in a row. I love farming sims, man. It's my jam. So, yeah, farming sims are my thing.
All right. But Elliot, where can they find you?
Again, thank you for having me on, Scott. I appreciate you having me on. Love both of you. Love you, Jeff. Miss you. I said that before. You can find me at GamingNexus.com, where I write news and reviews. You can find me at AppTrigger.com, where I write news and reviews. You can find my new gaming podcast, because I always have to have two podcasts going, at Hanging Out Gaming. We just reviewed Lost Ark last week. We're getting ready to review, or we just reviewed, because this comes out on Tuesdays. Hanging Out Gaming comes out on Mondays. We just talked about the Halo TV show episodes 1 and 2. Isn't it terrible, Mark? It's absolutely dreadful. Like, almost.
God, I hate it. I hate it so much,
dude. We should have had you. We should have had you on. I should have had you on because Brody and Chris, who I watched it with. They don't know anything about Halo, and Brody was like, hey, it's okay, because I don't know anything about Halo. It was interesting to talk about with them, because they don't know much about the games. Yeah. So we had very differing viewpoints of it, where I've played almost all of the games, Chris has played a couple of the games, and Brody has played none of them. So we had three very different viewpoints of the game. So it was actually really interesting to talk about, because I was like, this is garbage. And they're like, it's actually not that garbagey. So it was interesting to talk about. We're going to talk about Witcher 3 in a week. We're going to talk about Harlow in a couple weeks for that. You know, so it's stuff like that. So you can check me out there. You can check me out on Tessa and Elliot Argue, where my wife and I and sometimes my good friend Michelle talk about just absolutely stupid things. I think that's about it. Oh, Elliot _ argues on Twitter if you want to hear my horrible random thoughts on all kinds of stupid stuff. So I think that's about it. Sorry, I know this is a super long episode because I can't shut up, but I'll shut up now. Thank you.
You just missed us so much that you just diarrhea the mouth.
I really do. Like, I really do, because I don't talk to Mark very often at all. We don't text, but, like, you know, we talk. I enjoy the hell out of you, Mark.
We had a podcast at one time, but.
Yeah, exactly. And I enjoy the hell out of you, Scott. I enjoy the hell out of Jeff. So, like, it's nice because this is, like, my one time to, like, catch up with you guys. Because I enjoy the hell out of the stuff you guys make. I listen to Movie Draft House. I listen to Spielberg Chronologically. Scott and my wife have another podcast that at some point they'll probably put out for everyone else to listen to. So enjoy the hell out of it, you know.
I'm about to start a new job, so my schedule is going to change, and I'm going to try and make happen where
make
we can record.
Make it happen. So,
I got a podcast I got to do.
So the new job, I'm actually going to be out of work by like 5:30 every single day.
That's the dream, man.
It is, man, especially in my field.
So it's cool because, again, I live in Ohio and you guys live in Florida. So it's cool that we have this friendship that, like, spans time, or at least distance, you know, because Scott and I have mutual friends like Rick and Chris, that Chris is on another podcast with me. So it's cool. Like I said, it's podcasting for me is one of those cool things where, like, it kind of transcends distance, where Scott and Jeff and Mark are all guys that, like, I absolutely adore you guys, you know. And Scott probably feels the same. Mark probably feels a little indifferent, but that's okay.
Well, if you want to find us, you can find us anywhere on Budget Arcade. It's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find us on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/budgetarcadepodcast, and TikTok Budget Arcade Podcast as well. You can, if you want to help support the show, you can do so at our Patreon, patreon.com/budgetarcade. And by doing so, you will gain access to our official Patreon channel and our Discord. You can join our Discord from our link in our show notes. And our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.